So TV these days has got us feeling a little bit nostalgic for the 1980s. If only could, I'd make a deal with God, and I'd get him to swap places. Be running up that Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill has had a prominent place in one of the most popular shows at the moment, Stranger Things, and I felt a little nostalgic, and I thought I would have a chat to Tom Van Laar, the Associate Professor of Narratology, which I'm hoping I'm pronounced correctly, from Sydney University. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm good, yourself?
Very well, thank you, mate. Are you a child of the 80s like myself? I was a teenager in the 80s.
I was a little bit younger. I was in kindergarten in the 80s.
Why are we so nostalgic for that wonderful period in time? Because it was a wonderful period in time, Tom.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's not like we're only nostalgic for the 80s. Back in the 80s, people were nostalgic for the 60s. The big difference is that you now have a new generation literally sitting in the director's seat, who are, you know, Gen Xers. They are calling the shots. So you start seeing all these throwbacks to the 80s. And when it was the 80s itself, you had, you know, boomers basically making those decisions. So you got things like, some Woodstock revival or Grease and all that stuff.
I think the 80s are very popular because it's a really optimistic decade. That's certainly how it felt to me. The music, the television, even the film, and all the colour that we had at that time, everything was very happy and optimistic. Am I right?
Well,
feel free to debate me, Tom.
That's definitely what we like to remember.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
We also had crack babies. There was the talk of the bomb would drop.
There was AIDS too. And actually, now that you're thinking about it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
We do look at these things with rose-coloured glasses, don't we?
Yeah, look, that's the typical effect of nostalgia. You know? We remember all the good stuff.
Well, we expect to see more of this continue. As you say, the era of people that are directors and producers seem to be much like myself. They look very fondly on that period.
Yeah, so you definitely start seeing a lot more of 80s revival coming. What is happening as well is that you now have a generation, and that's kind of new, who had no idea of the 80s because they literally weren't alive. You know, the Generation Z, born 1997 and later. And they are now having a feeling for the 80s, but it's entirely based on what they see on TV.
It's a funny place that we're going to go to because so much of what's happened since the 80s was influenced by that decade. So the following decades, will they be a regurgitation of the same thing, or do I just feel that they didn't have as much?
Yeah, you might be disappointed. At some point, the millennials are going to call the shots and we're going to get revivals of the 90s.
Well, there was nothing to the 90s. There was nothing there, Tom.
It might be a very short revival.
And you know what? I love the fact that it's not just we're not just going back and repeating some of the same TV shows from the 80s like Moonlighting or The A-Team, that sort of stuff. New shows like Stranger Things are just being set in that period. This has not really happened so much before.
True. Yeah, so indeed, there's entire series that are set back in the 1980s. And then there's sort of new spins on 1980s themes. So, you know, the latest Thor has this whole 80s vibe, even though it's not set in any time. Like, it's about superheroes and stuff. Yeah.
So we should just enjoy it while it lasts for the time being, Tom? What do you think?
I'd say so, yeah.
Tom, it's been a lot of fun looking back on the 80s, if you don't mind me saying it is the most fun decade of all time. Really appreciate your time on 2&M today.
You're most welcome. Cheers.